This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. A man was shot and killed in Montgomery County outside the Walmart in Bisco. Just around 5 p.m. yesterday, Montgomery County 911 received reports of a shooting. Upon arrival, the units found that one individual had been shot, who later succumbed to their injuries. The victim was identified as 43-year-old Victor Murray from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Witnesses said at the scene that they heard about 5 to 7 shots and noticed a black Ford Fusion seen fleeing toward Troy. The vehicle was stopped by Trooper Kellaway of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, and the suspect, it turns out, was known to the victim's family. He was identified as 23-year-old Kevin Ratliff Lofton, originally from Philadelphia, but most recently residing in Troy. Officers conducted a traffic stop where Lofton was taken into custody without incident. He's being charged with the murder and currently being held without bond at the Montgomery County Detention Center. The initial investigation revealed that the Troy Police Department responded to a child custody dispute at Lofton's residence earlier in the afternoon, and it appears that Mr. Ratliff Lofton followed the victim to Walmart where the shooting occurred. The Stanley County Board of Commissioners will meet this evening, first at 5:30 for a work session in the Joshua J. Morton Conference Room, Stanley Commons, then at 6 p.m. for their first monthly meeting of November. They'll hear from Alan Thompson, partner with Thompson, Price, and Scott and Adams and Company, and they are the audit firm, and they will present the audit to the commissioners. And the National Apprenticeship Week is coming up, so Candace Lowther's here from Stanley Community College to seek a resolution for that, and they'll also authorize a building reuse grant in the amount of about $6,000, and we'll hear from Elizabeth Underwood, EDC director. All that will be coming up tonight at 6 p.m. at Stanley Commons. Almoral City Council will hold their monthly meeting this evening at 6:30 p.m. Council's chambers at City Hall. They'll hold several public hearings, one for request for zoning map change of just about 1 acre off of PD Avenue, and they'll consider changing it from general highway business to residential office. And on Main Street, another zoning map amendment change. We're at 1420 East Main Street, where they changed the split zoning of General Highway Business District and R8 to entirely General Highway Business District. And another request for a zoning change will be about an acre parcel located near the intersection of Concord Road and Sunset Avenue, and they'll change that from GHAB to R8 Neighborhood Residential. They'll also discuss the Safer Grant Award, where Chief Kendall will explain the impact of accepting the Safer Grant Award for the fire department, and then they will go into closed session. A new section of the Falcon Trail has recently opened up in northern Stanley County, and we got a chance to talk with Dr. Mike Ryman, one of the driving forces behind the Falcon Trail, and talk about the trail and the new part that just opened, and here he is.
Falcon Trail is a quarter mile of trail. It starts at the antique store in Meisenheimer and continues through Richfield Park and goes to the end of Danders Drive in Richfield. It's got a lot of beautiful scenery. If you like trees and canopy, you want to walk the old section of trail from the antique store to the Richfield Park. It's got some roots and rocks, so you look down when you walk. And if you like a more comfortable walk with no rocks and roots, the new section of the trail that runs through an undeveloped park in Richfield called Tyson Park has got some beautiful scenery with cotton fields, and you might enjoy that. It's an easy walk, no roots.
And this was recently opened and dedicated just recently, correct?
That's right. 2 weeks ago, we had our formal trail opening, although people have been walking it for a while. We had a nice crowd. We have had about 100 people come out for the opening. And we were real pleased with that. That new section is named, it's called the Tom Webb section, after Tom Webb. Tom was an Albemarle native. His father was Toby Webb. Some of you probably know that and know him. And anyway, when he retired, his company made a significant contribution to the Thread Trail. And Tom, he'd been on the board of the Thread Trail, and they wanted to honor him. And Tom wanted money to go to Stanley County. And we happened to have everything in line to do a new section of trail. We had all the easements and everything we needed to do it. So we got the money. He was at the ceremony, and I've known him for a while. It's nice to see him again, and it's great that we could honor him.
And if people come up, walk the trail, they really like it. If they like to contribute and help out, how can they do that?
We have a friends group. It's called the Friends of North Stanley Trails and Parks. It funds everything, including building the trail and maintaining the trail. So we have memberships that you can, the best way, I guess, to do it was a QR code that we have gets you directly into our way to find out about our memberships and our friends group. It's on the bulletin boards up here at the trail. So we have brochures. But if you just want to send something, you can send it to Box 882 in Richfield, North Carolina. And that's the Friends box. And we'll sign you up as a member. Our memberships are annual. And they can run anywhere from $10 to, if you want to be a trail sponsor, it's $250.
So. Well, very good. And congratulations. And thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak. Thank you.
In Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by Fiberon. North Stanley shut out the Albemarle Bulldogs by the score of 24-0. South Stanley won over Union Academy Cardinals 20-14. West Stanley got outplayed by the Monroe Redhawks 55-7. And Montgomery Central over Asheboro 26-21. That's your Stanley County Friday Night Football results presented by Fiberon. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 70. A slight chance of rain after midnight tonight, the low around 54. Take an umbrella if you're going to vote tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high near 76. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location